It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and there's three words that can instantly put a smile on my face.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm not talking about use more teeth. I'm talking about epic road trip.
Yes!
Ooh.
Yes!
Wow! Yeah.
Cramming the entire family into a mid-size SUV, listening to the same seven songs on repeat, picking up a hitchhiker named Blade, and learning about his life as he tells you he's a reformed cannibal, and he'll never do it again.
Wow. Oh my God.
Just pass the salt.
Pass the salt.
And then you drive for hours hitting all the major tourist destinations along the way. But would you guys be able to tell which ones are real?
Ooh, interesting.
That's the question. We thought, why not test out my co-host travel knowledge with a little game called 50-50 Fandango Highway Tourist Trap Edition. It's pretty simple. I'm going to read the name of a bizarre tourist trap that you might find along a highway in North America.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a little bit about it. Then you just have to tell me if it's real or if it's fake.
Okay,
all right. This is gonna
be
tough.
50-50 chance.
Hence
the name.
Not as tough as I thought, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get it started. Alexis, you're going to go first.
Okay.
This one is located in Jasper, Alberta. They have a tourist attraction called the One-Legged Duck. It's an actual one-legged duck named Stumble who's been dead for decades.
Dead?
But was once famous and appeared on The Tonight Show. Now he's stuffed in a drugstore window. Alexis, is that tourist trap real or fake?
I mean, we all said awe to it. I feel like everyone loves a one-legged duck.
Yeah,
so
cute.
I do think it's true.
Fake. Not real.
I wanted it to be real.
I had a feeling because you shouldn't keep stuffed animals in direct sunlight. So they wouldn't put it in the
window. Why do you know that?
Just decay faster.
She knows a lot about taxidermy.
All right, we're on to Brooke. This one's out of St. Charles County, Missouri.
Okay.
They have something called the Nuclear Waste Adventure Trail.
Sounds legit.
What do you do with an abandoned bomb-making site from the 1960s? Don't clear it out and put in a strip mall. Highlight it. Now only the brave walk the trail. Brooke, is that tourist trap real or fake?
Oh, man. The United States of America loves some nuclear waste. I'm going to go real.
Real.
Yeah.
But the duck isn't.
Obviously.
Stupid.
That's one point for Brooke. So, Jose, you're up. This
Europe,
one's out of...
Europe, true. It is a real place.
No. You are...
Oh, sorry. Okay.
This one's out of Raton, New Mexico. They have the Goldfish Graveyard. Tourists and goldfish mourners come from miles around to bury their beloved. And you have the option of buying a $40 headstone for your little friend who's passed along. Jose, is New Mexico's Goldfish Graveyard real or fake?
But the headstone's like a nickel for a goldfish. Yeah. We're $40, but... It's brilliant, so I'm gonna go real.
Fake.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
I think it was the cost of the headstone.
Yeah.
So far, Brooke is the only one to get one correct.
All
we're
right.
on to round two. We're back to Alexis. Alexis, this one's out of San Antonio. Barney Smith's Toilet Seat Art Museum. The name pretty much says it all. It's got paintings, sculptures, and more, but all of it is just of toilet seats. Is that tourist trap real or fake?
I could see tourists sucking this up all over Instagram.
Yeah.
I think it's real.
I'm with you. I think it's real.
A real place.
That is so weird.
Back to Brooke. This tourist location is out of Saint-Sauveur, Quebec. Okay. They boast the world's largest tube of toothpaste. They say you can climb it and slide down the back on a potato bag with your family. 40,000 people a year are estimated to come to see it. Brooke, is that tourist trap real or fake?
You know, the thing is, people love giant stuff going real.
Fake.
That was a really elaborate lie.
Just slide down it. That sounds so fun.
Jose, we're back to you.
Okay, let's
this go. One's out of sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Place
Jose is intimately familiar with.
All the time.
They have a brand new attraction that's getting buzz now. It's called the biggest piece of glitter on Earth.
Shut up.
Weighing in at approximately 1.5 tons.
Dang.
This giant piece of shimmer was just erected outside the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. Jose, what do you think? Real or fake?
I don't know. And the glare on that bad boy would burn the city down.
But it's such a great art installation.
Yeah, I still think it's fake. I think the heat alone in the summer would be so bad.
place.
We're all tied.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
1-1-1 going into the third and final round.
Okay.
This is where it counts. Alexis.
Okay.
In Booger Hole, West Virginia. That's a real name. They have something called the It's Crap Museum.
Oh my God.
It's a 4-story building, and as you examine each exhibit, you decide if it's crap or IT scrap.
Clever.
Alexis, tell me, is the It's Crap Museum in Booger Hole real or fake?
Oh man, it just sounds like an antique mall to me.
Who is going to Booger Hole or whatever?
People obviously live there, okay?
I'm gonna go fake.
Good job.
Alexis pulls ahead.
Alexis.
Is Booger Hole real?
Booger Hole is a real place.
Oh, okay.
On to Brooke.
Yeah.
This one's out of Mustang, Texas, the infamous Maggot Museum. Over 200 years of maggot carcasses can be found inside. So not only will you learn the history of the maggot, but they even have their own petting zoo enclosure. What do you think, Brooke?
A maggot carcass is what gets me, because don't maggots just turn to flies? Like, what?
Would you like to phone a friend?
I just don't think that there's a maggot carcass. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm saying it's fake.
Fake.
Yeah!
Not real.
Wow.
So, Jose, if you get this right, it's worth double points and you're going to win.
Yes! Yes, I love these rules. I love these rules.
Yep. Jose, this one's in the town of Rockport, Massachusetts. It's called the Paper House. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home built entirely out of newspaper.
What?
Even the furniture, including the piano, is constructed out of it. But make sure you check the times if you're going to visit, because if it rains or gets too windy, the attraction is closed because it might blow away.
Oh, my goodness.
Jose, is that hot tourist destination real or fake?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say it's real.
A real place.
Yeah!
And the winner of 50-50 Fandango Bizarre Tourist Trap Edition is Jose Bolaños.
Let's go.
Congratulations, Jose.
All right, I got to go to some places now.
Yeah. We got to start a goldfish cemetery.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea.
All right, everybody, enjoy your summer road trips this year and make sure to say hi to Stumble, the one-legged duck for us. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.